conceptual mind cannot really understand what this transformation of consciousness is all about. At best, it will make it into some new conceptual belief, and that's certainly not what it is. A very good test you can administer to yourself to see whether this shift in consciousness is already happening in you is, you can do that in the course of this evening, find out whether it is joyful to be here, or whether it is agony to be sitting here for a length of time that's more than the average length of a movie. And in a movie, at least things are happening. And here, all you get is a man sitting on a chair, talking. Not even a charismatic speaker. So there must be something else here to keep you here. It's not that it's exciting or interesting or what's going to happen next. What's he going to say next? I can tell you now what I'm going to say next. What I'm going to say next is that there is no next. There's only this moment. So if you want to know what I'm going to say next, that's it. So it doesn't become interesting. So if you cannot let go to some extent of your conceptual thinking mind as you sit here, if the conceptual noise manufacturing thinking mind does not stop as you sit here and comments while you listen or half listen and says, what is this guy talking about? I don't understand. I have no idea what that one is. I wish I were somewhere else. That's a very normal thing for the mind to say. I wish I were somewhere else. It underlies a lot of the old consciousness. So, the extent to which you can be here in a state of enjoyment that will reflect back to you whether there is an openness in you and whether the new consciousness, as I sometimes call it, is already arising in you, because it is only that dimension in you that makes this gathering enjoyable. So if it's absolute agony for you to be here, nobody's going to judge you if you need to leave. You may be ready after a bit more suffering. People who are not ready just means they haven't suffered enough yet. And of course, the larger part of human suffering is self-inflicted. The larger part of human suffering is not inflicted by external circumstances, but by your own mind. So we are here to enable a deeper dimension of consciousness to emerge, or to emerge more fully in you. That dimension, we can attach many different names to it. We can, for example, call it the transcendent dimension. Transcendent. What does that mean? Now, usually transcendent is a philosophical concept that's totally abstract.